Regular listeners will know that as part of Music of the War Years, we try to include listeners' reminiscences of World War II. And today we're featuring the memories of Ray Wood. I was born in 1937 in Wheatland Lane, Wallasey. My parents moved to a semi-detached end terrace house in Beechcroft Road, and I was 2 years old when World War II began. I remember the bombing and the sirens wailing, and being carried and literally thrown into the Anderson shelter in the back garden. We had blackout curtains, and the beds were all moved downstairs into the front room in order for us to be nearer the shelter when the bombing started. My father was a dock worker and also in the Home Guard. We were lucky to survive the Blitz, as we were less than a mile from the docks. I remember one incident in 1941 when the bombing was in our area. My mother, brother and I were huddled together under the stairwell, front door wide open, pitch black, waiting for Dad to come home. Eventually we heard him as he crashed down the steps on his bike and flew headlong through the door and landed just alongside us. He quickly bundled us all out to the shelter, as the sound of the bombs exploding were so scary. In 1945, when I was 8, we had a street party. What a wonderful delight it was to taste a banana and a Wall's ice cream for the first time. Times were hard during the rationing, as we had mostly tinned beans and spaghetti on toast, Welsh rarebit, boiled and fried eggs, and dripping butties during the week. Come the weekend, Mum always managed to make a scouse, a type of lamb or beef stew, on Saturday. But Sunday was the best of all, roast dinner and a pudding. I was the eldest of four brothers and a sister. I had a paper round, which I did before school, and on Friday evenings and Saturday mornings, a bicycle delivery round with the greengrocery shop. I attended Polton Primary School, failed my 11 plus, and went to Gorsdale Secondary Modern, excelled in sports and PE, and attained head boy status before leaving at 15. As kids during the rationing period, we took cod liver oil straight from the bottle, 1 teaspoon, followed by concentrated orange juice to ease the taste of the oil. We made up street games, one of which we called Ducks Off. The idea was to have a mound of stones or bricks in the shape of a pyramid with a round stone on the top. The aim of the game was to knock the top stone off the pile, and the winner was the first to knock 3 off. I have no idea why it was called Ducks Off.